Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Diana Fritschkott-Roth back on the show. Diana has become one of our great Brain Trust members over the last 6 years or so. And she is a former economist for three different presidents. Very accomplished individual, the author of at least a handful of books that I'm looking at, Disinherited, which she co-authored with Jared Meyer, also Regulating the Disaster, also Women's Figures, and just a very accomplished person and one of the smartest people I know, the director of economics21.org, which is an outstanding website that you should go to and see what's going on there. You'll be smarter when you do. Diana, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, Diana, we got news on the immigration front. Bring us up to date on what's going on.
Yes, apparently the president is going to announce that he is not going to give an executive order to keep the Dreamers in the United States, but he is going to delay the implementation of the law by 6 months.
What do you think about that approach?
Well, I think it's the right decision to let Congress deal with it. I am fully in support of allowing these young people who were brought over by their parents and who've grown up as Americans.
They're the Dreamers. They're called
the
Dreamers, right?
They're called the Dreamers. I'm fully in favor of allowing them to stay in the United States.
So these are people who, they weren't born here, but they were brought over, even though their parents brought them in illegally. You guys, I mean, just to say it like it is, the parents and the child were brought in illegally. The children had no say-so over any of that.
Exactly, yes.
And so they're called Dreamers.
Often, right.
And how many are there?
There are millions and millions of these Dreamers, and I do not have the exact number right now. But even if there were only 100,000, the number, I think, doesn't matter. We need people to work in the United States. We need people who are also here legally. And for the president to make law just by executive order to say, I'm going to tell the immigration authorities not to follow the law and to allow these people to stay, that does not give these individuals any permanence. Because it means a following president could just say, well, you all have to leave.
Right.
The right thing to do is for Congress to pass a law and say that these young people should be allowed to stay and work legally in the United States.
So, what did Obama do about this?
President Obama directed the immigration enforcement authorities not to follow the law and not to deport these young people.
Okay, so he did was say not deport them. He didn't give them any kind of status.
He gave them the status of allowing them to work.
Okay.
So he has allowed them to work in the United States legally.
But so he took that out of the hands of Congress, which you think is where it should be.
Right. I don't think a president should just be saying this is the right decision, so we're not going to follow the law. And I agree these young people should be able to work in the United States and study. And then they should also be able to pay taxes and pay for my Social Security when I retire. I'm fully in favor of that. But this should be done on a legal basis. And it's not just the Dreamers. A president shouldn't be able to just tell the authorities, don't follow the law because I don't like the law.
Right.
You should go to Congress and get the law changed.
This is called the DACA, right? If you see the acronym
right.
DACA, right?
Exactly, yes.
And DACA, yes. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
Exactly.
And it says here that there are hundreds of thousands of them.
Right.
So maybe something under a million, maybe, something like that. And so what will Congress do when he does this?
Well, I hope Congress will act, but I very much hope Congress will act on this. Congress in the past has delayed prompt action, not just on this matter, but on a whole raft of other matters, such as repeal of Obamacare,
right.
Tax reform, Congress has a lot on its plate, but this is something that Congress should really be dealing with.
But you're not recommending that they become citizens, though, right?
I think that they should definitely have a path to citizenship.
Put on a path to citizenship.
They should have a green card and a path to citizenship.
So you're saying that the children should be given the same path to citizenship as if they themselves had come here legally.
Exactly, because many of them don't have any places to go to now. I mean,
right.
Many of them are not citizens of any other country.
Right.
They've never visited any other country. Sometimes it's difficult to know where they came from.
Right.
Because if they came here illegally, their parents are not going to say, well, did they come from Mexico, India, China, El Salvador,
right. They're not going to help out. So this is very interesting. Folks, this is news. This is brand new stuff. So you'll be seeing this play out in the days and weeks to come. And Diana, thank you for giving us that good report. Diana Fritschgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back. We're going to talk about minimum wage, which is all part of the labor issue, and whether it's actually helping anybody. 2020, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.